Lesson 7F. Box Clever.
Aaron Levy loves to eat tin spaghetti, drives a six-year-old car, and has business meetings at a takeaway. He lives in an ordinary apartment, doesn't take holidays, and at the age of 27, says his biggest luxury is his smartphone. If you met him, you probably wouldn't realise that he is a multi-millionaire. However, as co-founder and CEO of Box, a successful IT company, he is worth about $100 million. And he works very hard for his money. Most days, he does not leave the office until after midnight. "I work so many hours because I love what I do. I'm incredibly excited about the business," says Levy. When Levy and his childhood friend, Dylan Smith, started their company in 2005, they had not even finished their university degrees. Box grew fast because it offered a better way of storing data, and soon they had contracts with many of the biggest companies in the USA. Levy left university without finishing his course. Like most new businesses, Box did not bring in much income at the start. Levy paid himself a salary of only $500 a month and lived off tin spaghetti and instant noodles. For 2.5 years, he spent nearly all his time at his office. Sometimes he even slept there too. When Box began, Levy and Smith looked for funding. Back in 2005, cloud storage was quite a new idea. For that reason, nobody wanted to risk lending them money. They wrote letter after letter, but could not find any investors. Eventually, a well-known entrepreneur called Mark Cuban agreed to put money into Box. Once he had decided to do that, others followed, and the business grew quickly. That was 8 years ago. Now, Box has grown a lot, and so have its profits, making Levy a multi-millionaire. Most people his age would lead an extravagant lifestyle if they had so much money. But Levy says that it doesn't interest him. "I'm certainly not into money. I don't live in the office. Now I have an apartment 6 minutes' drive away. But there is no enormous house up in the hills." He only goes to expensive restaurants if an important customer wants to eat there. Otherwise, he has lunch meetings in burger bars. "And I still really like tinned spaghetti. I'd be happy if I had it every day."